WKXW Trenton, WKXW HD, a Town Square Media station. From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 6 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursulo, topping our report this hour. New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez will have a separate trial from his wife, Nadine, in connection with federal bribery charges. A judge ruling today that the senator's trial will start May 6. Nadine Menendez's trial is being delayed tentatively until July due to her having a medical issue. Both denied charges accusing them of allegedly accepting cash, gold bars, and gifts in exchange for favors. Menendez is not running for re-election as a Democrat, but has not ruled out running as an independent. New York's loss in New Jersey's is New Jersey's gain when it comes to bookings through the rental marketplace Airbnb. In September, New York City implemented a rule that all but banned short-term rentals.
Folks in the city who want to rent out their place for a short amount of time need to be on site, and the guest maximum is 2. So Nathan Rotman with Airbnb says there's been an increase in bookings on the other side of the Hudson.
Whether it's Newark, whether it's Jersey City, places close by.
The platform hasn't seen a big increase in new listings here. Some towns in New Jersey banned short-term rentals altogether. Airbnb says last year the platform collected and remitted about $41 million in tourism taxes in New Jersey alone. Dean Alflamia, New Jersey, 101.5 News.
This portion of the news made possible by Navage. Don't let a cold, sinus infection, or allergies ruin your day. Breathe easier, sleep better, and feel healthier with Navage. Now visit Navage.com, Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, or a store near you. O.J. Simpson is dead at the age of 76. His family says he passed away after a battle with cancer. He was charged with the brutal murders of his ex-wife, Nicole Brown Simpson, and her friend Ron Goldman in the 1990s. Simpson led police in a slow-speed chase through Los Angeles that was broadcast live before his arrest, but he was found not guilty. Later on, though, he served time in a Nevada prison for robbery and kidnapping charges involving the alleged theft of his personal memorabilia. Volunteers are needed to clean New Jersey's beaches. The next beach sweeps event from the group Clean Ocean Action is scheduled for this Saturday, April 13th.
At one of our over 80 sites all throughout the state, ranging as far north as Inglewood Cliffs down to Cape May and even around Philly along the Delaware River.
The cleanup runs 9 a.m. to 12:30. You can just show up, but you're encouraged to register at cleanoceanaction.org. Now the Guaranteed Service Business Report. Wealthy buyers are pushing the price of real estate to new highs, according to a new report from Zillow. Cash offers for homes have driven prices up 9% in a year. With interest rates hovering above 6%, monthly payments make it tough for traditional home buyers to close a deal. But home sellers know all cash offers are out there, so homes are priced to attract those buyers. Experts at Zillow say it's not unusual to see a home listed for $900,000 to sell for $1 million. On Wall Street, the Dow closed down 2 points to 38,450. Leaking water heater, clogged toilet, or your heating system not working? You'll always be in good hands with Guaranteed Service. 1-800-GUARANTEED or GuaranteedService.com. Nasty weather ahead. How long will it last? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zaro's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey, fast traffic in 1 minute.
Take control of your information flow. Download the New Jersey 101.5 app. Sign up for app alerts and get instant notifications on breaking news, weather emergencies, and traffic delays to stay connected to what matters to you most.
Still seeing plenty of traffic along the parkway. If you're going north from Union, heading up to the Oranges, very slow. Southbound side, heavy in pockets from Union down to Clark. It is getting better, though. Of course, the weather's not helping. Got some raindrops along the way. 287 north at exit 39. There's a crash in one lane. 287 south of James Street, Morris Township. Yet another crash and more slowdowns heading back down to 440. 24 has been really rough. 287 down to Morris Avenue. More traffic coming into 78. And the traffic on the turnpike, both spurs busy. Did a car in the truck lanes and then south through Newark and Elizabeth, 18th through East Brunswick, jammed up too. Still a closure in Todd River, a very busy 549 spur, Fisher Boulevard, but through the area of, that's on Fisher Boulevard, Water's Edge Drive through Hooper Avenue. A pole came down, some wires too, with a crash, so lots of congestion. Here's the latest numbers across the Hudson leaving New Jersey. We're down to 20 minutes of the George Washington Bridge, 10 minutes of the Lincoln Tunnel, still holding with 20 of the Holland Tunnel. Todd Rivers, New Jersey, traffic north.
Joel Myra, New Jersey traffic south. So the scene at 195 is much better, where we had the car fire and everything was closed off in Mercer County. Now, if you see this delay that's like mysterious to you, the eastbound that goes from exit 3 Yardville Hamilton Square Road in through to Route 130 in Robbinsville, It's just leftovers as everybody was still trying to catch up from that car fire. Route 1, very slow in West Windsor. Then let's talk about this 295 ride, because basically you are backed up, baby, from exit 40 all the way down to exit 26 at Route 42. And then the turnpike is also slow southbound by exit 4. That's where we had an earlier bus fire. New Jersey fast traffic is made possible by Bet Parks. Join me. You open the Bet Parks app and you're in the zone, baby. Hundreds of casino games are at your fingertips. New users get up to $1,000 casino bonus back if you're down in the first 24 hours. Now, you must be 21 and in Pennsylvania or New Jersey. Gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Traffic every 15 minutes. Next report at 6:18 on New Jersey 101.5.
Bill Spadia.
It is time to speak for America and speak for Americans.
Getting you going. Weekday mornings, 6 to 10.
And we need to have that conversation in New Jersey right now.
New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.
New Jersey 101.5 instant weather. Stormy weather. I don't see any major alarm bells to ring tonight, but it's worth keeping an eye on the sky with some noisy thunderstorms getting in your way. Rain looks pretty widespread and heavy at times. The wind is going to howl a bit. Prime time for thunderstorms is now through mid-morning tomorrow. Low temperatures only dip into the upper 50s overnight. As we dry out tomorrow morning, hopefully we'll see some late-day clearing. It will turn windy for your Friday. High temperatures lower to mid-60s. Cooling down Saturday, 55 to 60. There is a chance of a morning shower, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy. We warm right back up again on Sunday to near 70. With sun and clouds, there is a chance of a late-day shower or thunderstorm to close out the weekend on Sunday. From the Edison Heating and Cooling Weather Desk, I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
In Parsippany at 60, South Plainfield at 63, Manahawkin 56. Fast traffic and instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5. New Jersey weather brought to you by the Carpet Connection. Carpet Connection just returned from an international flooring show and have stocked their brand new warehouse with the latest trends, colors, and styles in both carpet and vinyl. Visit their showroom at 16 South Clifton Avenue in Lakewood or online at carpetconnectionnj.com.